The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. What I am about to share with you, you have to promise you will tell nobody. But I have a character flaw. One that I've inherited from actually both of my parents, and that is we are chronic procrastinators. In fact, my dad used to jokingly say, "Why do today what you can put off until tomorrow?" And it was particularly true for me as a student. I was a crammer. I would do most of my studying the day before. If I had a huge paper to write, I pulled an all-nighter to make sure I would get it done. And I rationalized the fact that I seemed to do just fine operating that way. Why change? Now, the problem was, in being that way, there were many times where I got stuck and there was a good offer or something fun to do, or even the peace that comes from having your work completed, that I passed up on. I couldn't take advantage of because it would be the 11th hour that I was scrambling to get things done. Well, in the gospel, we have Jesus along the shore of Galilee calling out to his first apostles. And the scriptures give us the clear indication that they didn't hesitate for an instant. Rather, they immediately responded. And that immediate response changed their lives forever. It allowed them to gain a true experience of God's love in their life that they could see personified in the mission and the mystery of Jesus. And that by responding immediately, their hopes and aspirations were fulfilled in the presence of Jesus. Well, he reaches out to each one of us, sometimes with big things, but sometimes with just little moments where his grace can work. And the best way we can respond is immediately. Even though perhaps your tendency, but for sure mine, is to, well, maybe later, maybe tomorrow, or maybe next year. And what happens when we do that is we find we miss out on those opportunities to experience the fullness of God's grace that can bring true peace to our sometimes chaotic lives and can allow us to understand that the hope we place in God's love isn't misplaced, but that it's true and it's profound. Now, we can choose to wait till tomorrow, but when we do, we find that we still remain stuck in all of the anxiety, all of the fear, all of the uncertainty that seems to be a part of this life. But when we respond immediately, we can see God's loving action at work not just in what we do, but in other people who touch us, in other people who receive love that we offer and give us love back in return. Let's learn a lesson from those first disciples who dropped everything to follow him. And let's do the same.